Right, well, hello. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Chris Dowling. I'm one of the directors of the ABM. So welcome all of you this morning. Thank you all very much for joining us. Hopefully there'll be a few more people will arrive shortly. Where I'm in Sussex, it's beautiful blue sky and sunshine, but it's always blue sky and sunshine in Sussex, and I hope it's the same for you, wherever you might be in the country. I know we're dotted around somewhat, but the joys of the online activities, Zoom and virtual communications mean that it turns into a very small country nowadays, but there we are. Wanted to kick off this morning. Simon was talking about how he was pretty pissed off yesterday because I did speak to him a little earlier. He had a meeting with the a virtual meeting, that is, with the Minister for Small Businesses yesterday afternoon, and also joined a conference with the business. He gave me a very quick snapshot of it earlier, some good, some bad. But I thought we'd start this morning with someone explaining where we are with Is the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, the conversations, negotiations we're having with them, and also Be the Business, which is a branch or a subsidiary of them. Good news and bad news, but I think some good news to kick off with, Simon. So if you'd like to tell us where we are with them and what we're proposing and how we hope we might be able to work with them. So over to you, please.
Yeah. Start a little bit controversially. I think you're not telling the truth, Chris. It's not always sunny in Sussex. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for 1 minute. It's more sunny in London.
We'll agree to differ.
Okay, so the call with the minister yesterday was a good one. First of all, we were asked to the table, which is a very positive step for the ABM. Secondly, we were a lot sitting alongside some really big hitters in the industry, business support industry specifically, which was Federation of Small Business, the Institute Directors, Save the High Street, Be the Business, which we'll talk about a little bit more, and SFEDI. And if anybody knows of SFEDI, they pioneered the overriding qualification, I guess, for corporate mentors to mentor into small businesses five or six years ago. And Ruth and I, Ruth of the CEO of SFEDI, have had several engaging conversations in the last couple of weeks about how we can work more closely together. For those of you that couldn't listen in yesterday, there was about 80 to 90 people on the call. All on mute, but they were allowed to ask questions down the side. And the minister took some time towards the end of the 60-minute session to answer some of those questions put, but there were lots of good questions. From our perspective, Be the Business, if nobody knows the organisation, it's a business support organisation founded in late 2017, November, I think. Since that time, it's a coming together of industry leaders, and I mean large industry. So Charlie Mayfield, chair of John Lewis, Waitrose, Marks & Spencer, Barclays Bank, Lloyds Bank, KPMG, Deloitte are all sponsors to it. It's a registered charity, although it does have a commercial side. They claim they've now mentored, stroke supported over 20,000 small businesses in the UK. I'm not in a position to question that, but I've been in the business landscape, support landscape for the last 10 years and I've never heard of them. So you can take from that whatever you'd like. They have a mentoring program, and Be the Business had obviously had a conversation with the Minister or Bayes beforehand because they led the conversation and they were talking about really selling Be the Business for what it does and has accomplished. This morning at whatever time it was, 5:30 in the morning, I was doing some research on them, looking at their accounts. It turns out that they've received or will receive by March 2021 over £30 million worth of funding from the government and their public supporters, commercial sponsors. And I don't know what they've done with it, to be honest. Really don't know. They made a big play about just recruiting 300 mentors from BAE Systems to mentor. These are middle senior managers within BAE to mentor small business owners. They have, they claim, a rigorous induction program. I'm yet to see it, although they have suggested they're going to share it with us. And they vet and match mentors to business owner clients. We'll wait and see. I've got my reservations. So Be The Business did a 20-minute slot. Tony Danker, the CEO, did what he was good at. He's a talker. He's a former civil servant. I won't tell you how much he's paid, but you can find it on the accounts if you ever look. But it's a lot more than probably any of us have ever earned in a single year. I don't really know what they do, and I've looked at their website, and I'm still confused, apart from spend a lot of money. He was talking about the peer-to-peer landscape and the business mentoring landscape, which I didn't agree with, how they were doing it. And then we each had a slot for about 5 minutes to talk about our own thoughts around peer-to-peer networks and business mentoring in general. The good thing that came out of it was, I think the IOD let themselves down a bit. I don't think they'd done their homework properly. The guy from Save the High Street was, yeah, he was okay. He was very talkative. He was nodding a lot when I was speaking and obviously got what we were saying, what I was promoting and what we promote as a mentoring organisation. Federational Business had a pretty good coverage, not bad, steady roof. It did her bit, all pretty well. The plus side that come out of it is that I received over 25 messages post-meeting, either through email or through my phone on the WhatsApp groups, or people that knew me and had text my number to say that they thought that the ABN come across as the most professional, the most switched on, the most knowledgeable organisation sitting around the table. And they didn't say it, but they sort of suggested that the others were not coming at it from the right place. So that's 25%. Yeah, pretty good. So good shout. 30% of the people attended the call thought we held our own and probably had the best thing to say, which I'm humbled by and thank them for. I think the next steps for the ABM in our discussions with Bayes should be around how we work with Be The Business to promote more appropriate business mentoring. There no doubt is potentially a sector that is willing to listen to a manager or senior manager from a large corporate, and you know, then that may have a place. But it continues to worry me about the professionalism around that, longevity of mentoring relationships, where the trust and confidentiality lies, how they advise, guide, support the mentee client, and so on. And hopefully we'll get that out of Be The Business when Gary and Chris and I continue our conversations with them, hopefully over the next couple of weeks. Next step is that I've been contacted by a rather influential lady who won Small Business Woman of the Year last year. She's also a CBE. She also runs her own business, and she's also very well connected in Parliament. And she said, have you thought about setting up an all-party parliamentary group around business support and mentoring? And we have. But I said, I'm scuppered because you need contacts. And I've got a couple of contacts in the House of Lords, which I can pull if I need to. And she said, well, I have previously set up the APPG for economic development. She said, and I chair the Economic Development Institute. If you need any help or clout, she said, talk to me. And she said, I'll help you in any way I can. So good things are coming from that call already, and it's still very early days. I'm trying to get back to everybody that emailed me or texted me yesterday. And that's basically where we sit. I think the next position will be going back to Bayes once I've spoken to Georgina with her lobby hat on, and say, how do we best go about this? Because I'm sometimes not the most tactful person to deal with people in politics or government. Thanks, okay. Chris.
Right. Okay, thank you very much. Obviously, we want to move on to more general things as well. Anyone got any questions or comments on what Simon has said at this point, please? Yes, Paul, please.
I listened into the call. I thought, Simon, you did a very good job. you know, holding your own in what was, I don't know, quite a diverse sort of core. But, you know, what I picked up is it is very clear, isn't it, that everything is very fragmented in terms of mentoring and support for businesses. And, you know, maybe there's an inkling of an opportunity now to try and pull a few things together, but I'm under no illusions it's not going to be easy, you know. But it just, it's always frustrated me how fragmented everything is. And maybe this is our opportunity to get, you know, a few key points forward, you know, that mentoring is a professional activity, etc. Because I still think, you know, there's almost like different philosophies within the group there. I'm very happy that it's a pro bono activity. So, you know, you've got the corporate thing, you've got the SME angle. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get a group like that more aligned?
Yeah, and Paul, that's exactly what I want to do. And I think maybe an APPG would be the way to go, because I think business support in the UK needs to transcend political party. I think it needs to, and it needs to have longevity as well, because business support can't be just about the next political term. We can't afford to do that in the UK, and even more so now coming out post COVID-19, we need a much more cohesive and coordinated approach to business support. And it does need to be centralised, but it also needs to be go out to the regions, because every region has their challenges and separate issues.
We've watched, haven't we, over the last 20 years, and it's about a 4 or 5 year cycle. Every time we get a new government, we have a new system.
Businesses are tired of it. Business owners are tired of it. You know, and they turn their head and something new has come out, and it's opposite to what was said before. So, David, you put your hand up.
It needs fixing, doesn't it? And
Okay. Anybody else want to contribute, please?
Yes. David, did you have
any other comments before we move on to other parts of the? Harry, then David, please. Okay. Harry.
Yeah, I think just my comment really, because obviously I've been party to one or two of the conversations. What's very, very clear for me is that the way that we can unlock the potential of the ABM and deliver on our purpose, which is about promoting the good quality professional credible mentoring, is the collaborative discussions, beating the drum. And the more of these discussions we have, the more we beat the drum, the more we can permeate our message, the better. So I think we just need to continue with the strategy that we're on, and it's going to do us no harm at all.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. David?
One thing that I'm doing locally, just very quickly, is I'm trying to engage with any organisations local to me. So anytime I see anybody talking about mentoring that's in some kind of programme or whatever capacity they're in, I'm saying, let's have a phone call. Let's see how we can chat about the ABM, and I can talk to you about our philosophy and our vision. So for me, just let's all keep our eyes and ears peeled for anybody that we should be having collaborative discussions with.
Yeah, I'd echo that. If anybody gets a hint of any mentoring platform or mentoring groups, collectives, anywhere, throw them to us and we'll engage with them. Or you're quite happy to engage with them yourself and keep us in the loop. But we want to make sure that the ABM gets heard as much as possible and has a credible professional voice in the business support arena.
Yeah, very much what we want to do, what we want to achieve. But David, you wanted to say something? David?
It was only really to echo what, thanks to Simon for a job well done, and also picking up from Paul and Gary, anything we can do which sort of strengthens the brand of mentoring feels to me the single most important thing we can do. What is our brand identity and how do we take it to market? And I think picking up Paul's point, you know, there are so many different views out there in the market about what coaching and mentoring is, what value it brings. Certainly some of you were on the same call I was in last week where we were talking about that brand, and I don't know if it's worth us trying to focus on, but you probably are already, but how do we get consensus on brand? That's a very simple message to articulate to anybody. What does being professional mean? Why is it about business, and what's a mentor?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Can we just move on? I think we'll just leave that one there. I think we've covered that pretty well for the time being. Obviously, more to talk about into the future as the discussions and conversations develop. Can we just move on to some more general matters, please, which we usually cover in these sessions? Bounce back loans. Any which opened up on Monday? Any experiences from selves or clients?
Yeah, so I put two clients through bounce back loans on Monday afternoon, maybe Tuesday morning, one on each, and they got approved immediately. They both went through Barclays, in fact, and they got an email yesterday confirming that the money will be in their bank today. And they applied for not the maximum, not the 25% of turnover, but they applied for something and they've got it. And I think the bounce back system, from what I've read about it and researched on it, is a very good system. It's almost free money for the first 12 months. Well, it is, in fact, for the first 12 months. And you can pay it back any time over 60 months with no penalty and no roll-off of interest, which is really good.
Yeah, I think it's very positive. I think it's what small businesses and micros are looking for. Anybody else with any experiences or client feedback on bounce back loans? Yes, no? Anything else on support for businesses over the past couple of weeks? Things that people have seen, experienced, good things, bad things? Just put that into the mix, please. Always indicating. You've got to unmute. All right.
Press.
Thank you.
I saw a notice from the British Business Angel Association today. Those of you that have been looking at the Future Fund, which is where hopefully you could get a convertible loan, apparently that is not going to sit happily against EIS or EIS investment. So that means that the VCs will be all right. They can use that convertible loan. But at the moment, it looks like it will not be able to match EIS and SEIS angel-backed investments. And that is extremely disappointing. Extremely disappointing.
Right, okay.
It's almost like, why have it then?
Yes, well, there we are. Any comments around that one, please?
No, so one of the things that the ABM has been advocating for with BEIS is, and hopefully in their conversations with the Treasury, is to look at the framework of SEIS, making sure that, because we've got a lot of innovative companies, startups, specifically that are the limit of SEIS funding, either through term or finance. Yet they are relying on those investors to keep them going because they may be pre-revenue for another 3, 6, 9, 12 months, however much this mess is going to last. So we've been advocating for changing that framework to SEIS to make sure that they can attract additional funding and they can also extend their term of SEIS to continue to support that excellent scheme.
Simon, according to Jenny Tooth this morning, the government have politely declined any changes to those schemes at present.
All right, okay.
Paul, could you send me a copy of that email, please?
I will do that, of course.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's fine, right. I always have to watch the clock on these occasions. We've got a good 10 minutes left. Anything else on government support on Outback or C-bills? Any other experiences, both good and bad? Harry, please.
Just a quick one from me. Look, I think what we also shouldn't forget as mentors is that there is still some of the old funding available. So certainly in my neck of the woods, there's digital growth vouchers still available up to 25K. Digital growth vouchers, that's kind of through the Enterprise Partnership, LEP. There is still, through the Manufacturing Growth Service, as it was, the Manufacturing Growth Programme, if everybody's heard of that. If you're a manufacturer, if you're a printer, basically if you're taking bits and bulleting them together to make something else, there's funding available for consultancy up to, I think, 12 grand on 3 projects. And there's certainly a bit of money, depending on where you are in the country, for supply chain initiatives. So if you're looking to improve your inbound logistics or your outbound logistics through consultancy and so on, there's grant funding available for that. So we've put electrical contractors, printers, manufacturers, drop shippers. We've put all of those through government type grant funding initiatives where you can get anything from 33% grant funding to 50% dependent on what, when and how. So we shouldn't lose sight. There is still pockets of money available in certain geographic regions.
Does that have to be match funded, Gary?
Yeah, what you usually do, so the manufacturing growth is a consultancy project up to $5,000 typically, and you can claim 33% of that back.
That's right.
Okay. You can do a project as little as $2,000, I think, but you don't get the full 33% back. So there's a minimum that they can give, and the play with the percentages depending on the project. But what you can do with the manufacturing growth is you can do 3 projects. You can never do anything concurrently. But what you can do is you can do a project for 2 months, conclude it, commence another project, conclude. So you can't do 15, but you can do 3 projects of 5. Supply chain project, which is very similar. It's aimed at manufacturers, but anybody that's got inbound or outbound logistics. So, e-commerce businesses, logistics businesses. As I say, we've just an electrical contractor that's been looking at how they can get their products out to more clients. And I think you can get up to 50% grant funding on that project, up to $10,000. So you can spend 10, claim 5 back.
Cool.
So, okay. Yeah, manufacturing growth program. I had a bit of a slight connection. I had a few years back. They were on the back of Growth Accelerator, which I was part of, albeit for a short time. I made some contacts who got involved with them.
It's different now. And the only thing just to be aware of, and there's always a local contact, is that depending on which neck of the woods they're in. So, for example, if I went to Derbyshire for Manufacturing Growth Service, they've got their own programme that's from the LEP. Because all the money comes from Europe, they say, well, Manufacturing Growth Service doesn't work in these postcodes because this fund exists. So it's not a kind of carte blanche across the country, but there are... What it does mean is there's an alternative pocket of funds available in that geography if it's not the manufacturing growth.
Yeah. I was saying there are a couple of businesses that were local to me who I spoke to and was sort of slightly involved with who used it. They use it to great benefit. That's going back 2 years. I believe it's still alive in the southeast.
I've got a client that we've just took a pitch yesterday for almost doing a mini MBA. So they're a 30-strong accountancy firm, and we're going to put an internal leadership program together. The investment's $40,000 over the next year, and they're going to sign up to that. But what we're going to do is we're going to actually access some grant funding because it's consultancy and leadership support, and I think we can claim potentially 33% of that back. So as a mentor, I'm adding value because I'm saying, right, there's the investment in your team, and it'll deliver ROI. But let's get you $13,000 back in your pocket, so it makes it an even bigger no-brainer. And I think as a mentor, it's incumbent upon us to identify where those pockets of opportunities are.
Okay. If any, can I say if anybody gets any such inquiries or is talking to clients who may benefit from these grants, come back to myself, Simon, or Gary, and we can hopefully point in the right direction or give you some advice on it. So use that as part of the service that the we offer at the ABM. Can we just move on to any feedback from clients this week? Clients with any good stories or bad stories, any sort of tips that you might have, any information you've been putting out, any sort of success stories you've had since we last spoke and met? Yes, Graham, please.
Yeah, I know we're not going to hear until Sunday about what's happening on the lockdown and all the rest of it, but my clients are seeing things move already and are seeing orders coming in. And one of the difficulties is the bringing people back from furlough. And it is really quite a challenge to decide, well, you know, if they've got a dozen people all on furlough, do they bring back 2 or do they bring back 5 or what? And so that's actually what's challenging them at the moment. But there are... very definitely, business is moving again, and it's already moving despite what might or might not happen on Sunday.
Yes, right. Any similar experiences? Anything to add to that, please?
Yeah, one of my clients just got an order for £12,000 for his services for
what
the
does he do?
And his video production. So he's got, I think it's for the end of May, beginning of June, but they pay a 50% deposit up front. So just to echo what Graham just said, people seem to be thinking of work now again to make the wheel start rolling again. And just to echo what Chris has asked, the ABM, its best ammunition it can have possibly to promote business mentoring and coaching is good news stories and case studies. So I really stress to anyone and everyone in your network that you mentor, you know the mentors or coaches, if you have a good news story and that client's willing to take part in an interview, just a very succinct understanding of what we did for them as mentors or coaches, that would be really great. And if they wouldn't mind that being published, even better. But the more good news stories we've got and case studies we've got supporting the outcomes and impact of business mentoring in a positive way, the better.
Yeah, please let us have them. Please let us make use of those situations.
This is a slightly different perspective. I don't know if it's of interest. I ran three webinars this week around where are people's heads at with processing the whole virus. And I polled 100 people during those webinars, and basically about one in five are still at the sort of shock or denial and frustration phase. About half the people are now in the experimentation phase, and about a third of people are now in the sort of in the new world, heads are there, and that they're already sort of trying to think about how they're going to be operating after the virus.
Yes, yeah, good. And we hope that third will increase to, that 33% will increase to 40%, 50% and beyond. I think hopefully we're going to do a shot in the arm on Sunday when Boris makes his announcements. I think it's going to be step by step, but it's steps in the right direction, and I think hope that momentum will build and will start to take effect in business and across the broader society, across the broader community. So I think some positives are starting to emerge, but there's a long way to go. We have to wrap up in a minute or two. I just mentioned partnerships. I did mention this, we do mention our partnerships quite frequently, but part of my role as a director is to look for partnerships and work with partnerships and negotiate partnerships and deliver partnerships. And we've had a number over the past month or two, which are very positive. Partnerships are to benefit the members at the end of the day. It's part of what we offer, part of the offer that we have as the ABM. We've got a partnership with people with Access to Finance, who are based on Merseyside. Their principal interest says you can earn commission from them. They will, any client who's introduced who might get R&D credits, there will be a commission for the introducer, and we've got an arrangement with them for that to be paid direct to a member. We've also, there's one I'm about to sign off, something called Simply Documents. They're based in Surrey, providing information and a document service. Simon uses them extensively, very much come on his recommendation, but they are very good, they're very thorough, and that will be of interest to ABM members and ABM members' clients. I think it's having something we can offer to our clients as well. It's very, very important. There's a lot going on, a lot of other ones in the pipeline. There's a finance company in Bristol we're talking to at present as well, who are very interested. And they have a network, they have a newsletter and forums where we as the ABM can go and sell our wares and promote ourselves and talk about what we do and what we offer, which may help us with our pipelines. Just finally, Simon, going back to where Simon started with, about looking for people who can talk about the ABM and can support the ABM, and people who may be in business and in life who would be interested in coming to find out more about the ABM. We're looking for, starting to look for a patron. We're always looking for sponsors. Can I ask any of you who might know people who are suitable, who you could approach or who are in your network who may fit that situation? Let us know. We'd be very pleased to hear about them. We'd be very pleased to make an appropriate approach to them and see how we can interest in the ABM and how they could be of interest and of value to the ABM. So do have a look in your address book, see what you can find, and take things on from there. We're at 11:30, a bit after. I think we had a good half-hour session. Any final comments before we wrap up, before we conclude, please?
Not from me.
Everyone, last chance. Everyone's okay.
All right. Great topic as normal. Great debate.
Yeah. Enjoy the bank holiday tomorrow if you can. And congratulations on VED. Let's go out and celebrate it.
Yeah, big day in British history. Important date to remember. So that's fine. We'll see you all next week. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye.